Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, a couple of things. First things first, we will discuss the plane ride from hell tomorrow. Basically, Auburn's basketball team needs to learn some manners, but we got the audio of the pilot who was, shall we say, rather concerned that we shall now play tomorrow. Also, Jake, have I not said that before, that I'm going to talk about a bowl game this year, but after this year, I'm not talking about it? Have I said that or not? I didn't give you a chance to offer. Call me, answer. Call me out if I'm wrong.
No, yeah. Okay. This is the about establishing that, then moving, you know, the first year.
It's okay. I've already given you the pass on. It's okay.
I don't need a pass on.
I know you're feeling it, but
I wanted Rule to make this change a month ago, and I've said that as well. All right, here we go. All right, so I asked you a question before the break. How do you feel about Rule now as compared to a week ago or even 30 minutes ago? You didn't know this 30 minutes ago.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I feel good about it.
Much better?
First of all, I'm going to record. I like Rule.
I do too.
And I think Rule has a good chance to be successful here. Mm-hmm. Now, how successful, I really don't know. I was becoming a little bit concerned before this move because mm-hmm. it needed to happen.
Yep.
You know, but I give him a pass. You know, it could be
a friend or passes, whatnot, right?
Yeah.
Hall pass to the wife. Does that happen?
In the end, he made the decision.
He ignored it.
And he didn't make it too late. So I feel much better now that he got some skin in the game. I really would have liked it if he would have called the plays. I would have really been impressed.
He's a former quarterbacks coach
really
at one point.
Been impressed,
former offensive coordinator.
If he could have done that and still, but I get it. If he trusts this guy and he can do it, then I'm all for it. But I really would have liked to see him Rule do it.
I threw that out there at one point too. But long term, he's not going to. You can't.
No, not.
I don't
long-term.
Know if you can anymore as a head coach.
No, well, I think
in college football today, the way it is,
you probably. Well, I don't know.
Like Lincoln Riley, I think it is, but
Sarkeezen does it.
It's hard though.
It is hard.
You got to be.
That's why he's getting
you got so much more to do than you ever did.
I agree with you, but I thought it could be a good interim to get through the season.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all, and then that way you can really see if this guy is the right guy, because you hate to have to make another decision, right? That's what I'm saying. So I'm good with it. And I feel very good about Coach Rule. I really do.
I thought my only question that I was starting to get, because he's never had success per se beyond, and with all due respect to the Big 12, but it's not the Big 10. It's not the SEC. He hadn't had success there. I don't equate the NFL success or lack thereof to college. Well, it's a different game. Look at Saban. Look at Urban. Look how that went. And look how they did in college.
Here's where we're going to differ too. I'm not a big conference guy. I don't care about conferences.
Think it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
But I think it matters based on the competition you're going to face and the level of coaching. I've sat in coaches' offices up there.
Yeah.
And they've looked me in the eye and they've said the coaches in this conference are different. And I took that as we're being outcoached, which they were.
They're
this is like
coaches.
4 years ago, by the way. He was an offensive side of the ball type coach. And he basically, they're really smart in the Big Ten. They're really smart everywhere. But if you watch like certain things, the Big Ten as a whole doesn't have 14, 15 top 25 recruiting classes every year like the SEC does. The SEC does every year. Yet we can compete with them.
Yeah, we're talking different things when I say I don't look at conferences as far as like what you have to do in each conference in order to be successful. I look at it in its totality of what you have to do in the game of football to be successful regardless of what conference that you're playing in. So that's how I look at conferences.
I do think some things are a little different from conference to conference.
What?
Some things
what?
Vary. Well, there are some conferences like the old Big 12. It's not so much now, but the old Big 12, there was so much scoring, so much passing. You couldn't walk in with your prototypical 3-4, 4-3 defense. You were going to be a nickel 90% of the time. So you might as well just prepare for
that.
But you can't bring nickel to the Big 10 and think you're going to stop old school Wisconsin, Iowa, or Harbaugh's Michigan. Does that make sense?
But that's game planning, though. That's what I'm saying. That's game plan.
Yeah, but you're going to overarch your program game plan based on who the majority of your opponents are, too. My thing with Rule, I think we got the sidebar here.
I'm an offensive guy. The reason why I said it because...
Well, defenses don't change as much as the offenses you face, and I'm a defensive guy.
Yeah,
that's why I went
offensive guy, we want to make defenses change.
You're going to look at it differently than me. That's why I went straight to the offense.
Yeah, even saying, even when I was at Nebraska, we did the same thing. We made teams adapt to us, what we're doing.
Well, defense is about reading, reacting, and then being playing with relentless violence. That's why your guys' playbook was like this, and ours was like this.
And then when it got tough, it went like this.
Oh, for sure.
They simplify. Absolutely.
No doubt about it. So what I was getting at is Rhule has yet to prove he can have consistent success against, like, ranked teams.
Against a good team.
He has losing records versus teams with just winning records, not even ranked. I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying I believe he's a good coach. How high his ceiling is remains to be seen. That's all I'm saying.
When I heard that statistic, that was a little alarming. It was. When I heard that.
I've got more in-depth statistics I'm saving for a show down the road that I hope I never have to use, by the way. But all I was going to get at is the only thing that was really bothering me was he wasn't pulling the trigger on obvious decisions. Now he has. Now I feel a little bit better. He's still got a lot to prove. We still got to do a lot of things, but I feel better.
I'm with you 100%. I do. I feel much better.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
I want some of the things I want to talk to you about.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Because this past week was great. This past week was not having a Husker game was really good. I mean, it was in every aspect there was.
Did you see Will Compton's Twitter? We lost a bye week. A guy sent him a thing. We lost a bye week. He goes, "Who did this? Delete this." Go ahead.
No, I forgot what I was going to say. No, it was really nice. And I got a chance to watch other teams and watch other players and what they're doing and everything. And I was sitting there thinking, here we are at Nebraska. We're so far behind. Mm-hmm. Like we are so far away because here we are trying to assimilate a staff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really think about it. We're trying to simulate a staff. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about beating a good team or strategizing or this, and this. We're trying to just get the basics. We really are. And that's how far behind we are.
I agree.
And that takes, unfortunately, it takes a lot more time than what we want to really admit. But
so you've
that's
said
where
a,
we are.
A bowl game isn't a big priority to you for this year. So what can they even – they can't make the playoffs. So what would be a successful season, these last three games to you then? Can they make it a successful season?
I'm not saying the last three games are a waste. Not at all.
What would make it a successful season in these last three games? What would they have to do?
Oh, man. God. It would like to see if they could upset someone, like what you talked about.
Yeah.
Be in the game.
Yes.
Be competitive. I mean, really be in the game where it came down to the wire. Show some grit. Show some guts. Be organized. Be prepared. And look like a football team. The product that we've seen has not been, in my opinion, is unacceptable. It's just just the reality of it. It's unacceptable.
Not going
to
argue.
And there's no other way to get around
it. Yeah, I'm not going to argue.
Especially when I look and watch other teams and what they're doing. I see the talent of these other teams. I mean, did you watch Georgia Tech and you see that quarterback?
Yes.
There are a lot of good players all over the place. We need to get them here in Nebraska. We need a good, solid coaching staff that knows what they're doing.
So I agree.
That's what I said. And I'm not, it's nothing against these guys.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not personal.
Not at all.
Never
it's
personal.
Just, it's just business.
Yes.
And you play pro, I play pro, wherever it was. And the bottom line is that you either produce or you are released.
That's what I was talking about.
About it.
At the end of this season, there's more tough decisions coming.
There's
that's what I was
plenty.
Saying.
And I'm glad to see that Rhule is doing it. I think Rhule has character. I think Rhule has, quote, the salesmanship. I don't know too much about his X's and O's. You know more about him than what I do. I can watch his product and what they do and everything. I see his track record and everything. So I think, you know, at the time, it was a good hire, whoever was out there, right? Whoever it was, he was a good hire in that regard. So now it's just a matter of I'm going to watch and look at his work and what he built and the decisions that he made. And it's nothing against the team. It's nothing against Satterfield or anyone.
Not at all.
It's just, that's my standard. That's my approach. Even with my business in real estate as a general contractor builder, I got subs that work for me, and I got to make sure I got good ones, and the ones that are not good, I get rid of them. I got to make sure I handle my business and take care of what I need to do financially and the whole construction, all that kind of stuff, right? I'm responsible for that. It starts with me, just like with Rhule. So I like that we have a chance to be successful, but we got to get it done. I mean, this guy in Indiana did it in whatever, right? And I know there's Cinderella years, and sometimes when people don't expect things, it's easier to be successful. You know that, right? So it can be done.
I agree. Did I agree with everything? I don't have a whole lot to add.
I know
to that.
I'm 99% right all the time. I tell my wife that, and you know, very seldom I'm wrong, but
I'm going to agree with you about 49% of the time on that.
And I like you, and I like you. You know what you're talking about, so that's good.
Dude, I'm so glad you came. I love your honesty. You bring guests on, and some guys just don't. They're afraid of confrontation to the point where they almost just agree with everything you say. I feel like we can agree, we can disagree, and at the end of the day, we can laugh about it because we have the same goal, which was we want Nebraska to be the best it can possibly be. You summed it up great. And the only thing I would add, and I've said this before, I've said, just take a plumber as an example, okay? Yeah. Nobody feels bad for the plumber who gets let go that can't fix the pipes. It's just business. It is what it is, okay? There's going to be decisions that have to be made. Hopefully, these last three games, oh, my God. Dude, if they're going important to a bowl game, get to 7-5, whatever the case may be, I now got an extra pep in my step. The music has ended, so I got to stop talking. Thank you for joining me, my friend.
Thank you, my man. Thanks for having me, and appreciate you 100%.
All right, until next time, go Big Red Knowers. Remember to throw the bones.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.